kan vielach, eino ela nishiko potter, alei. Opala got a shmuel, and if you do less than achnosas Torah, just the less than the Torah going inside it, so only called a nishiko, and you take a potter, and you take argues on shmuel. That's what we hold la locha. That's time making a nishiko, just if you ever touches a makom, you potter by the royce. You have to have at least achnosas Torah. But then the Mishnah said, Echor Amaro, V'yechor Agrei Mekona. By your Yevoma, when your brother dies, whether you make a Gemar Bia, or whether you make a Tchilas Bia, just Amaro, and we hold that means Achnosis HaTorah, you also kind of, she becomes your wife. So the Gemara is a Machlekes. Rav Amar, Rav says, Kona Lakul. You kind of mamished completely. Rashi says, V'yechor Min HaBias Geruyas Halolo. One of these bad Bias is Kona Lakul Dover. You kind of completely, even though it's only Achnos Zatoro, or it's Shlomi Daitoi, or it's Beshagig Bionis, still the Maisa, you kind of completely yields. The din is, V'yacheles, and therefore you can also eat, V'yacheles Betruma Miyad. You should know, let's say you're a Kohen, and she's a Yisraelis, as soon as you make this via, she's completely yours, and she can eat Truma. In Kohen, or Afilo Olach Minas Hayom, even though he never finished off the via, he only made Achnos Zatorah, still you kind of completely that she's Lari Truma. That's what Rav holds. Ushmul Omar Loikon El Lidvor Ha'amurim B'Parsha. You're not kind of completely, only for the things that it says in the Parsha of Yibum. That means Lirosh B'Nich Sayachiv, that you take over your Yash and your brothers Nechosim, or Lepoitrim and Ayibum, you kind of, that she has no more than Zikir anymore. Yeah. But not that you kind of completely. The Moshul, if you're a Kohen, she's a Bas Yisraelis, she cannot eat Truma yet. So we're still like this now. Mina Nesuyin, if the first brother had Nesuyin with her ready, Ledivri HaKolocho, everybody holds then that she eats from the husband, means the husband has to feed her. Shrashi Mina Nesuyin. Heichad and also Lefona Mina Nesuyin, Shekabar Hoysoy Cheles, Bimei Ochid, that she was ready, fed, she was the Kara Parnosa from her first husband. Lechad, when you have Nesuyin, then you have to start feeding your wife. Hukash Shemais, and when the first brother died, Uboal, and now the second brother was Boyalo, Uboto Kinyonoi, Poskimalecho, she stopped eating Kuliyama, Lepliga de Kanya Lohach Bia Gerula Achila. Then Avada now when the Yogan comes and Boyalo, even this Bia of Achnosis HaTorah, Lamais Yakoina enough to say like Nisuyin, that you have to feed her, she has a Panosa from you. It's not only like Nisuyin, it's not like Erisin, it's like Nisuyin. All right, turn over. Okay, see, everybody agrees. Mor says, keep pligu is the machlokes min erisin. If your first brother only had erisin with his wife, that's all. And then your brother died, and now the brother now of Yibum makes achnosas HaTorah, that's all. Is Rav Omar Oicheles. Rav says, you kind of like curls, she's completely your wife now with Nisuyin, that she eats from you. You have to feed her. There's a riba kro that you kind of any one of these bias. Since you're kind of, Lamaisa, she's like Nisuyin, she's Nisuyin, that you have to feed her. One of the Torah being a chadish, these type of bias are shloibe b'shoigei, b'mezid. Or just achnas satorah, just like you're in the same position the first husband was, your brother was. But la lume mi baaloi, but to make you now stronger than the first husband was, that not? Since the first husband, your brother only had erisin with, only had kedushin, he did not have to feed yet. He did not have Nisuyin yet. Then he dies and you make bia. These their type of bias, you're only kind of to be b'mokam abala, not more. That's the machlekes. The Gemara says now, v'yoz de shmuel time. Shmuel goes according to his own time. The Yomar of Nachman Omar Shmuel. Kol shehabal Michael yova Michael. If the first husband, the first brother had Nisuyin already, then he had to feed his wife, then he dies. And the second brother now makes Yibum, even a bad bia, Havadi has to feed his wife. He takes over the same place the first husband, the first brother had. But V'chol Shein Abal Michael, but any time the first brother only had Eris and Kedushin, not Nisuyin, did not have to feed his wife, is Yovah Meina Michael. If Yovah makes these bad type of bias, the bias for midaitoi, b'shoyge, b'meizid, achnos tatorom, he also does not have to feed her. Sounds like Shmuel said. And that's not like Rabbi. Mor meis ve'avakashin el. Says, what about Basti Yisrael Pichas? You have a normal Basti Yisrael. Shenesas sol a kohen. She got married, erisin to a kohen. Pikeach, the kohen was also okay. Play his pikla kohensa, but the kohen did not make nisun, he did not make chupa. Achin is charish, until it became a cherish. The locher is ain no echelis, that she does not eat truma now. Since he's a cherish, he can't make kinyonim, he can't make nisuyim, so the maisa, she does not have a right to eat truma. Mace, let's say this kohen now dies, for nofa lefnei yovam cherish, and she falls in front of the brother that's also a cherish, is a echelis. If he's miyavimo, then she does eat truma. Uvezu yofa koyecha yovam mikoyecha baal. You see, a more the yovim can be even stronger, a better kinyan than the husband had. So bishleim al Rav nicha. According to Rav, that's it. Rav says even though the first one only had erisin, now the second one gets nesuy, and the second one becomes better than the first one. Ela l'shmul kasha. But Shmuel says yibum can make you better than the first husband was. See, since the first husband couldn't make nesuy because he was a cheresh, the second one could also not make nesuy. So he should also not be able to teach truma. So Moritz says, "Oh, Malach Shmuel." Shmuel says like this: "Eimal, learn like this better. Eimal, he said like this: Play his pick lekoin sarch in his charish. Einu echelos petruma. Enechnami, she did not eat petruma. Konas. Let's say though he made nesuyin. The yachakach nescharish. So first the coin, the first husband made nesuyin. So she was able to eat truma, and then he became a charish. The locher is a chelos. Still she could eat truma since you made the kinyan, you made nesuyin when you were well." The Maestra, she is your wife, and therefore she is the wife of the Kohen. She's also a Ladi Truma. Mace, let's say now the Kohen dies, for no fall of Neyovam Cherish, and she falls now in front of the other brother, the second brother, that's a Cherish. Is a Locha, when he makes Bia with, even though it's a Bia Grua, a Cherish has no Das, it's like a Bia Beshoigig. For Mazid, is a Locha Echelis, still she's a Ladi Truma. So this Shmuel agrees. Because just like the first husband was able to be Michael's wife Truma, who had in the Yavam also could do it. If so, am I bizu? What does it mean bizu? Dilo baal cherish mikora loya chelis. The chiddush is if the husband would have been a cherish at the time he made a nesuyin, he would not be able to be Michael the Truma. Because the nesuyin would have not been chal if he would have been a cherish at that time. Vilu Yavam Ashenkin by the Yavam is not that way. Vilu Yavam cherish mikora ochlo. Even though Bishas the Yovan is making the Bia, he's a Cherish, still when he makes the Bia, it's not worse than the Bia of a Shoigeg, that he's Koina, and she could eat Truma. So if it's not a Kasha on Shmuel. Mor says, Vika the Amri, some say, Mine Erisin, Divri Hakala Yochla. No, even Rav agrees. If the first brother only had Erisin with his wife, and then he dies, and the second brother makes these bad type of Bias, that he's not kind her to be Michael of the Truma. He's not better than the first husband. To lo yochlo b'chayi bal, because she did not eat for the first husband. Even Rav agrees to this. Ki pligu is the machlekes min ha-nesuyin. The cases where the first husband, the first brother, had nesuyin with his wife. So Rav wama echelis. Rav says now that he died, and the second brother is miyabma with these type of bias, still she eats Truma. Why do have a sochle mikara? Because since she ate before by her first husband, so the same type of a kinyan she had before, she still has now. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, ain't no echelis. Shmuel says no, she cannot eat. Why not? Kiri berachmon biya shoygig kemezid. When is the term mechadish by Yovim? Even a biya shoygig without das. Yekoinah das ledvor mamur mapasha. Only to what it says in the Pasha, that she becomes your wife, there's no more zika, she could give her a get, she could be Yerush Tabal, that's all. Yerush, the Achei Ameis. Avolachom Mililoi, but for all these halachas to say that she's mamish like you, Nesuyin, married to you, that you're allowed to be Michael Truma, that much no. Lamaisa, you didn't make Nesuyin yet, or you made a bad bia, these bad bias don't help so far. That's Shmuel Svaru. Even when the first brother had Nesuyin, when the first brother only had Erisin, everybody would agree the Yovim now cannot be better than the first brother. For the Gemara, the Yomar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel, that Kol Shabal Michael Yovim Michael, any time the first husband, the first brother was Michael,
Paisas have Nesuyin, and then he dies, so then the Yovim also is Meichel. So not like we're saying that from Shmuel, we're saying now from Shmuel, that if they make these bad bias, he cannot be Meichel. I hear Shmuel says he could be, that Kol Shabal Meichel is Yovim Meichel. So Mor says, I'm going to learn like this better. Kol Bia, any type of a Bia, Shabal Meichel Bo, the first thoughts of Pshita, how to make a good Bia, a Bia with Das, then he's Meichel Bo, is Yovim Meichel Bo, and Echnami, the Yovim also could be Meichel. But the Kol Bia, Shein Abal Meichel Bo, and a Yovim Meichel Bo. But any time the first Bia, that the first husband cannot Michael though, who I did, the Yovim also cannot. Rashi says, Kogoyin, Vias here, that's what's my. Right. Meisvei, I'll still have a kasha. Meisvei. Bas Yisrael. But Yabasi Yisrael Pikris. We have a normal lady. Shenisar Solokoyin Pikach. That she got married to a normal Koyin. Flohispik Lokoinso, Achenisharish. And they did not make Nisuin until first the Koyin became a Cherish, became their dumb. So he doesn't have Das anymore, he can't make Nisuin. The Locher is Eino Echelis. Hitaki cannot feed a Truma, because his Nisuin is not Chal since he's a Cherish. Mace, what's going to be if the Koyin dies? For Nosu of Nayovim Cherish, and the brother is also Cherish, Oichelis, that the Yovim now could be Michael Truma. Or the Zu, Yofa, Koyach, Yovim, Koyach, Baal. Here the Koyach of the Yovim is better than the Baal, because the Tchilah difference is, Yovim we had before that you're Koyach, Filu, Shlemi, Daito. Even Beshoyim, you don't need Das to make Yibim. So even though you're Cherish, you don't need Das to make a Kenyan Yibim. So therefore the Yibim is Chal. The first brother can only make Nisuyin, Bedaitoi. If he's a cherish, he has no das, he can't do it. But the Yovim, that's the chiddush of min hashemayin, and hitnoloi, he can make the nesuin even shleimi daito. Even if you're cherish. So, chur vishleim l'rav, metaras k'taras v'ikara. Vishleim l'rav, shita comes out the way the first girsa we learned. That Rav says no, even though by the first husband she did not eat, by the Yovim she does eat. Elul l'shemul, kasha, kasha. But according to Shmuel, even according to the first sheet, it's shver. Because Shmuel says the bia of a cherish is not kind of legamri. It's in the parsha, but not to be mocked. There it squirts a riot to Rav, a kasha on Shmuel. Tana Rabban, we'll go like this. Bas Yisrael Pekechas. Let's say you have a normal lady. She nesar sula kain pekech. She got married to a regular kain. For his pekla kain, sasha is cherish. He did not have enough time to make nesuyin yet until he became a cherish. So the kid said he cannot make Nisuyin now. For a regular man to make Nisuyin, he has to have Das. If he's a Cherish, deaf and dumb, he doesn't have Das. Is there no Chelis, therefore she can't eat Truma? There's no Nisuyin yet. Eshes Koyin can't eat Truma yet. What about Noilud Loben? Let's say a child was born to her. Now she has a child. Then just whenever the Ben can eat, she's also allowed to eat. Mesa Ben, let's say the Ben dies. Rabbi Nosson Noim Ruachelis, doubt she had a right to eat before, she could still eat right now. She could still eat the Truma. The Chom Noim Ruachelis say, no, ain't Ruachelis, she cannot eat now. Since she doesn't have a child anymore, the first Nisuyin was not Chal, she's not allowed to eat Truma. My time with Rabbi Nosson, what's Rabbi Nosson's time? Why can she eat Truma? I gave it to her husband, she doesn't have Nisuyin with her husband, so why does he have a child? And Befrat, if the child dies, why can she still eat? I'm a rabba. Since when the child was alive, she's allowed to eat truma. Slamaista, she's still allowed to eat truma now, even after when the husband died.
After the son died.
Right. Yeah. Omulaya baya bayest elamiyatim so. Bas Yisrael shenisis lekayin. A bas Yisrael that got married to a kayin. So right now she's allowed to eat truma. Or mislay, and the husband died, is the chura teichel, why don't you say a svar, she can still eat truma now, even after her husband, the kain died. Why is she kvar ochla? You're telling me, since at one time she's still allowed to eat, say also. Since she was allowed to eat when the husband was alive, maybe she's still allowed to eat now also. Ella, what do you have to say? Kivan de mislay, toka lay, kudushosay mina. When the husband dies, the kain dies, her kedusha goes off her, that now she's only a regular bas Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. So Achinam here also. Kiv on the mislay, when the child dies, poka kedushosa mino. She loses her kedusha. That she should not be able to eat truma. Like a monashach.
as a husband to the Kohen, they have no nisuyin. She's not larit machmas the Kohen. That she can eat because of the child, the Chorani, when the child's alive. When the child dies, she should lose the heter. When a cheresh makes nisuyin, they could eat truma. We don't make any gzeris that nisuyin and echanam, even though the nisuyin is not chal, but since she made the nisuyin, they're allowed to eat truma, and we don't make the gzeris otu a kedushe a cherish. Rashi says, "Savrav nasa nisuyin cherish." The kid shakashu pikeach machilu betruma. Why the midiyaraisa mishas eris and echelis? Midiyaraisa when the kohen marries the wife, even though they only have kedushin, she's lari truma. The pasuk says the kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kasbayu yoichel by miyad. The midiyaraisa should lari truma right away. I we say all over you have to have nesuyin. That's only mid rabbanon. The rabbanon who digaz riyachet tikonas lechupa. Mishum gzeira shem yimzul lakos veis aviyah v'tishka liyachel. We're afraid maybe we should give the truma to a brother and a sister. So Mela, Rabbi Yosef holds like this, that midiraisa here, she's lari truma, because they had a good kedushin. Later, he became a cherish. So, stama zoi, they can't eat truma. But here, since they made a maisa nesuyin, even though the nesuyin is not chal, the rabbanu will make her to say she's lari truma. That's Rabbi Yosef's svara. It's not only because of the child, it's because of the husband, that since the maisa, they made a maisa nesuyin, even though the nesuyin is not chal because he's a cherish, but so what? Since midiraisa is lari truma, the rabbonim were not goyza when they made the nesuyin. Omalei abayis, abayis is lihochi, is so, nerlod la ben lomali. If the svara is because of the husband, why do we have to talk about she had a child, even without a child, she should be able to eat truma. So when it says mishum rabbonim, what's called the chidish in the rabbonim? The chidish in the rabbonim says, machmas the nesuyin she can eat, but machmas the child she could eat. To the more of a liflig, Reb Nosson Aliyah Bereisha. Why does Reb Nosson argue in the Reisha? So Moshe Nechnami, Shavu the Rabbanan Adam Esayim and Masayu. He waits until the Rabbanan finishes everything. Lord of Polig Aliyah, and then he argues on them. For the more Yochi is so listening, Mesa Ben Eino Achilles. Reb Nosson Naim Rachilles Kasha. You know, that's all Machloik is about Mesa Ben. If she gets deleted or not, it should have said it like this. Should have said, Mesa Ben Eino Achilles. That's the Chachom Mishito. Reb Nosson Naim Rachilles. This talk is a little bit of a kasha, it's not so mashmo, but this is the machlokes. Right, then the Mishnah says, so Rashi says at the end, Reb Nosson Leimer Oicheles, that they have a kula milsa the Rabbanu kechod, should have said all the Rabbanu at one time. For her, the lifting Reb Nosson Akule, ela aval hashto lech lemeimer dinotelu as yume v'meisa ben lechudi polik. So that's why it's a little bit of a kasha, it's not mashmo, the whole machlokes is only when the ben is meis. Weiter. V'chein ha-bo alachas mikol ha-royis, the Mishnah says. That while with just her raw, yichayiv, you don't need a gemar bia and any erva, just with any ha-royis, just with her raw, yichayiv. Omer Rav Amram, ha-milsa, omer Lord Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis told us this thing,